Penn Station is turning up the heat. Introducing the Ghost Pepper Cheese Steak. Grilled fresh with premium steak and fiery ghost pepper cheese. It's craveable, bold, and only here for a limited time. Pair it with Penn Station's famous fresh-cut fries and fresh-squeezed lemonade for the ultimate flavor hit. Available now through November. Get it before it vanishes. Visit Penn Station today or order on our website or app for delivery. Penn Station. Love your sub. You craving what I'm craving?
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And now, back to Moneyline with Kevin Walsh and Donnie Wrightside.
Hour number two here of Moneyline, SiriusXM Channel 159, Sports Grid Network. Phone lines open all hour long, 844-843-6879, as well as reaching me on Twitter here, hashtag SGMoneyline. Get after it. Let's have some fun. There are some hot topics we do want to get to, and also one of those hot topics was the Philadelphia Phillies last night and a no-hitter by Michael Lorenz and a 7-0 victory here for the Philadelphia Phillies. But by the way, the bigger point in this overall is... yes, pretty interesting to see a no-hitter, the 14th overall all-time for the Philadelphia Phillies. Sure, they were happy to see that as well. Michael Lorenzen comes over, dominant in his first two starts here in pinstripes. But as we look at the wild card race, don't look now. The Philadelphia Phillies certainly hitting their stride. Winners of 7 of their past 10 games, run differential now up to plus 28. 32-22 in their home ballpark, but more importantly, up 3.5 games here in the wild card race over the Miami Marlins. Just behind the Marlins. By the way, if the season ended today, the wild card would be the Phillies, the Giants, and the Marlins. But two teams just a half game back. That's the Chicago Cubs and the Cincinnati Reds. Both of those teams really in, I would say, opposite directions. Like the Cubs playing decent baseball, 6-4 in their last 10. The Reds 2-8 in their last 10. And how about the Arizona Diamondbacks, who are right in the thick of things? We thought they were going to be a playoff team. Like, hey, you know what? They got decent frontline starting pitching. They got a young, talented lineup here. They've lost 8 games in a row. They can't get out of their own way right now. And also, don't even get me started on my San Diego Padres. I mean, come on now. Lost 4 games in a row. Like, it was right when I bet them. They lose 4 in a row. Get out of here. Play up their potential. You lost to a guy yesterday, I believe, was making his major league debut with Yu Darvish on the mound on the opposite side. That's embarrassing. So that ticket that I had there, hey, $33 to win $1,500 to win the World Series. And again, I don't expect them to win the World Series. But I was hoping to make the playoffs so I can turn that ticket into profitability. And that certainly is going up in smoke. But getting back to the Phillies, doing a little bit of damage of what they did last year, right, people? Playing well at the end of part of the season, not backing into the playoffs, taking a playoff spot. Now, granted, it's August 10th. We got a month and a half left to go of the Major League Baseball season. A lot can happen and a lot can go wrong for some of these ball clubs. San Francisco Giants were playing well, lost their last 2 games. They're now 5-5 in their last 10. The Miami Marlins won 2 straight games here against the Reds, which is massive, which puts the Marlins into the playoffs and knocks technically the Reds out, and also helping the Chicago Cubs in turn. because that division is completely up for grabs. Now, there are some bad baseball teams across in both leagues, right? White Sox, Royals, Athletics, Rockies, Nationals, Cardinals. I can believe the Cardinals are down there. But the Cardinals are down there with like the Nationals and the Rockies. That's absolutely embarrassing. But there are going to be some interesting changes here coming down the stretch. And of course, one of the more interesting ones is, boy, oh boy, you want to talk about the Bronx. Like, you talk about the Queens, New York, and Bronx. New York Yankees sitting here in dead last place. The Mets 2 games out of being in last place to the Nationals. And the Yankees 4-6 in the last 10. They just can't turn the corner. They're 11.5 games back in the division against the Orioles. But also, when you're looking in the wild card race in the American League, what a disaster. Season ends today. It's the Rays, the Astros, and the Jays. Falling by the wayside will be the Mariners, who are absolutely on fire with 7 straight wins, 9 wins in their last 10 games to creep closer and closer when they weren't supposed to be anywhere near it. They were sellers at the deadline. And then you take a look at the Red Sox there, right? 5 games back of the last wild card spot. Take a look at the Yankees, 5.5 games back of the last wild card spot. And don't look there. Here come the Angels. 2 straight wins. 7 games back. And by the way, I don't have the cut of it right here, but it sort of caught me off guard today. Scrolling through YouTube, I like to, you know, listen to music and check out some highlights. There was a podcast. It was Mookie Betts and Mike Trout. And the funniest thing I took away from that is, number one, I don't really hear too much from Mookie Betts. But superstar with the Dodgers, we know him well. Yes, one of the better players in baseball. But like Trout was talking, like ad nauseum. Like you usually hear Mike Trout maybe at the end of the game. Yeah, played well. Thanks. Head in the locker room. But I can say, oh, that's what Mike Trout actually sounds like. That's interesting. Like Mike Trout actually has a voice here.
Yeah, tremendous.
Like the excitement level. Mike Trout, and by the way, they were talking about Shohei Ohtani. The question was posed to Mike Trout from Mookie Betts. And by the way, are you trying everything you can to keep him in town? He's like, oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely, that's what I'm doing here. Sure, try to convince him to stay and, you know, stick it out with me. And by the way, when is Mike Trout even coming back to baseball here? Look, I know he had an injury. He's not just hanging out on the side saying, hey, you know what? Hopefully you guys can win this thing on your own. But he's supposed to be a big factor heading down the stretch. But it was interesting, I'm not going to lie. Sitting back and watching a full-length podcast with Mike Trout actually talking. I'm like, hey, do you remember a couple years ago when Rob Manfred says, hey, look, we can't force Mike Trout to be a superstar in front of the microphone. He's got to do that and grow the game by himself. Which it's good to hear him talk like, oh, he actually has opinions. Look at that. How about this opinion? Get back on the field and win some baseball games. Or was the joke of all jokes we kept making where Tiger Woods and Mike Trout came together on a golf course here in New Jersey. And it actually opens in October, which means Mike Trout will be there to tee off first in October since he won't be playing playoff baseball. We'll be back. Hour number two underway.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Let's get after it here. We got Major League Baseball to talk about, and we're rooting on runs. Can we get some of those?
Cut the music!
I mean, we need some runs today, people. Come on. Top of the 6th inning now, Braves, Pirates. Don't do this to me. Don't do this to me, Pirates. We need one more run. That's all we need. Solo home run. Get a guy on first, double him home. Get a walk, bunt him over the second base, single drives him in. You know how it goes. But got my eyes here on this Cleveland Guardians-Toronto Blue Jays game. 2 pitchers that I thought we'd be able to get some damage against. Not happening right now for either side. Now, there's 3 runs scored in that game, by the way, as they're in the 4th inning. I just don't have any props that have cashed in yet. So, again, a lot of props in that Blue Jays-Guardians game we're cheering on as well as the Pittsburgh Pirates trying to get to that 4th run. But we do have other Major League Baseball games that are going to take place this evening. Washington Nationals-Philadelphia Phillies, Cardinals-Tampa Bay Rays, Kansas City Royals and the Boston Red Sox, and then the Colorado Rockies and the Los Angeles Dodgers. So if we take a look at the pitchers on the card today and how they line up, worst pitcher on the card for me was Alek Manoah, 5.96 xFIP over the past 6 weeks. So see how that one factors in. By the way, let me just get this updated here. Give me one second, people. So let me just go back for the final 6 weeks. I want to see if that still holds up at this point. So June, what is today? It is the 10th. So we'll go about the 24th, August 10th. All right, let's hit this because I don't think I'm getting a clear read back on this. Just double check what we got here. All right, so XFIP numbers. Come on, get these in order, people. We should already be done here. Okay. Bryce Elder, over 5, obviously. We were taking a look at him saying, you know what? I think it makes the most sense here to bet against and score a team, to have a team total here. Pittsburgh's got 3, just need one more. Alec Manoa to 5.56. We're fading him as well. Another guy you want to get involved in today. That's Alec Marsh of the Kansas City Royals. That's one we certainly have our eye on here. Now, as we're taking a look, they do have an opener for the Kansas City Royals, which is left-handed pitcher Austin Cox. Don't care about that. I'm not even focused on that. Alec Marsh is a right-handed pitcher who isn't very good at all. So if we take a look at that lineup, let me just substitute in here and put Alec Marsh in there. I actually just saw him in Philadelphia, and he got busted up pretty good. Lefties, righties, everybody hits Alec Marsh. Last 30 days in Major League Baseball, 89 batters he's faced, a 303 ISO power number and a weighted on-base percentage of 416. That tells you everything you need to know. If we're lining this up tonight, again, Rafael Devers, exciting numbers to say the least, against right-handed pitching. 365 ISO, 433 weighted on-base percentage. Adam Duvall, exciting numbers. 340 ISO, 387 weighted on base percentage. Casas, who cashed yesterday with a home run for us, take a look at his numbers, man. 65 at bats he's faced right-handed pitching, 464 ISO, 557 weighted on base percentage. Those are the guys that we're going to be looking for in the middle of that lineup to do some damage tonight. We're not hiding from Alec Marsh just because there's an opener here. He's a bad pitcher, and we're going to get down on that and have some fun. That's the way you should be looking in that game. By the way, that total, 10.5. Side, Boston Red Sox, minus 240. That's hype, man. Boy, that's big out there. So don't worry about the opener in that game. Once they get to Alec Marsh, the flow will happen. There is some rain in the forecast tonight in Boston, but it is 74 degrees with a wind blowing out to left field of 8 miles per hour. That could help us. That could help us score some runs. That's where I'm looking to go here. Not a lot of great pitchers on the card tonight, on a short card tonight. Do you know what the best is? Through 26 innings over the past 6 weeks, Zach Littell, 3.14 XFIP number. Got a pretty good ERA, too. Here's an interesting one. Number two on the card, Aaron Nola. Despite his 5.06 ERA, his XFIP number is 3.37. Not too shabby. Not too shabby. But guys, you want to fade on that card today. Again, Alec Manoa was square up in there. So we got to get some runs today in that game. And let me just get some updates on these games. Top of the sixth inning, 2 outs. Atlanta Braves 4, Pittsburgh Pirates 3. The Baltimore Orioles and the Houston Astros. That game's in the bottom of the sixth inning. It's 2-1. Minnesota Twins and the Tigers. They haven't scored yet here. And it looks like Straw's up against Manoa, who's doing decent here through 4 innings. Looks like he's going to complete that, only giving up 2 earned runs. Still waiting there. So those are some of the things that I want to take a look at in the afternoon. Hopefully we can start winning some of those games and cash some of those tickets in. But again, Boston Red Sox, Kansas City Royals tonight. You should be fading whoever the opener is, which looks like it's going to be Cox, and then Alec Marsh coming in just behind them. That's a 7-10 start tonight. Now, the Philadelphia Phillies are monster favorites against the Washington Nationals. Take a look at the FanDuel Sportsbook. They're minus 260 favorites now. And again, Aaron Nola hasn't been all that good. But maybe getting a little bit just unlucky here, because that XFIP is only 3.37, which is very good. If you look at Patrick Corbin on the mound today, XFIP number 4.27 through 42 and two-thirds innings here. He's a left-handed pitcher, but he does struggle against right-handed batters. Alec Bohm in the lineup today, 5.08 weighted on base percentage against left-handed pitching over the past 30 days. Trey Turner, who is turning the corner against left-handed pitchers. He's got a 4.41 weighted on base percentage. And by the way, usually lefty on lefty, and when you watch Bryce Harper, sometimes his at-bats don't look all that fluid against decent left-handed pitchers. He's done really well, particularly over the past month. 400 ISO power number, weighted on base percentage at a 590. That could make some sense. But Corbin, once again, hasn't been very good over the past 30 days. The Phillies should hit 75 degrees here. There is rain in the forecast tonight in Philadelphia. But a wind that's blowing out to right field at about 6 miles per hour. Now check this one late night. This is unbelievable. Clayton Kershaw versus Ty Block. That's the Rockies and the Dodgers. Game will take place after 10 o'clock. Minus 405. You're in rarefied air now at this point with that. You really are. A plus 320 price on Colorado at this point. Plus 320. Yes. That almost doesn't even make any sense. 405, like, you don't even get that much value. Like, hey, just throw the Dodgers into a parlay here and get, there's not even that much value. It's minus 405. Clayton Kershaw's on the mound. Typically say, yeah, Don, it's Clayton Kershaw going up against a horrendous team in the Rockies with the Dodgers playing really good baseball. But let's keep in mind, Clayton Kershaw hasn't pitched for a while. What are we expecting out of him tonight? Honestly, what are we? The one thing we do know is we don't expect a lot out of here, that lineup for the Colorado Rockies. Not doing all that well against left-handed pitching over the past month for them. Profar, 355, weighted on base percentage. Nolan Jones, 481. Brenton Doyle, 364. Outside of that, most of those guys stink in that lineup tonight. But again, Clayton Kershaw has had a good season, but we haven't seen him in about a month here. And for him to come back, and I get it, he's home, and they're a much better team. But sheesh. Is anybody out there saying, yeah, I'll lay $405 to win $100? I don't think so at this point here. That doesn't make that much sense. And by the way, taking a look at Ty Block tonight, he actually has decent weighted on base percentage numbers over the past 30 days. 293. It's been pretty good against lefties, a 148. Now keep in mind, he is a left-handed pitcher. But the first two guys in that lineup tonight for the Dodgers, yeah, they really should be doing some damage. They should. Mookie Betts, who's a right-handed batter, up against left-handed pitching over the past 30 days. 377 weighted on base percentage. Freddie Freeman, who's a lefty, going up against lefties over the past month. 591 weighted on base percentage. Will Smith, 329. Amad Rosario in the four hole. Check that out. 323. But the rest of that lineup, Muncy, Taylor, Hernandez, Rojas, and Barnes, have struggled against left-handed pitching over the past month here. You could see like a price point of what the Phillies have tonight, right? Minus 250. Whoa, that seems like a lot, but they still should win the ball game. Minus 405 at the FanDuel Sportsbook for the Dodgers. That is absolutely incredible. I want to talk a little bit of NFL action. We got preseason games tonight, but there are some hot topics around the league I want to take a look at. Give us a phone call. Hit us up on Twitter. It's what we do right here on Moneyline. Be right back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
That's right. Don't rely on any luck here on the Sports Grid Network. It's not what we do here. By the way, we're on watch here for a possible run scoring opportunity. Bottom of the sixth inning, two on, nobody out, which is runners on second and third here. The Braves have gone to the bullpen. Just need to put the baseball in play here to get some runs. Waiting on the Guardians and the Jays to actually do something to help us out. We're going to talk football in this segment. And also, quick update here also on the Dodgers that I talked about at that minus 405. They got an interesting possibility here, I should say, with a pitch coming back into the fold. But let's get to the phone lines here. 844-843-6879 Thursday afternoon. The Moose, he's calling in, ready to go. What's up, Moose?
Man, what a great day today. It's beautiful outside. The weather is good. The food action is good. I just need the little team total action on Toronto to go over 4.5. And I need a couple more runs. I need a couple more runs for the Braves. I got a ticket on them at over 9.5 team totals.
Yeah.
So, but we shall see. NFL's on tonight. Not a lot of good news coming out of Cincinnati on Joe Burrow. They're being awfully quiet about him. So yeah, it's going to be interesting. So first game, Cincinnati at Cleveland. I can't wait. That's going to be a good time. Let the good times roll. So other than that, come on, Benton Gods, bring it on. Bring it on, please. You guys have a great week.
I like it.
We'll talk to you. Guys, take care.
There we go. Moose checking in here. And by the way, we do need some help from the gambling gods. Gambling gods, can you get us some runs?
Looks like runs are on the horizon this afternoon. Just hold on.
Yeah, I hope so, man. I'm telling you, I got the game. I'm not even watching the game right now. Like, I don't even want it up on my screen. I just have the alerts set. When it happens, I'll be able to take a look. Need one more run in that Pittsburgh Pirates game to cash a team total. That's what we're looking for there. I think there's the possibility that we might be getting it sooner than later, which is what I hope. Come on now. Like, come on, Noah Syndergaard. Stop. The bad pitchers all over the place. Start getting some base hits out here today. Some runs scored. Vladimir Guerrero Jr., I need a home run out of here in the final couple innings. Pop one over the fence and just make sure Whit Merrifield is on the field while you're doing that. We can cash some tickets on one swing. Probably should have had that done in the first. But by the way, before Moose called in, I was alluding to the Los Angeles Dodgers. I'll tell you what's interesting about that, because I want to go and take a look here at some props. Let's see here. World Series. Two top teams in the fold right now sit plus 310 and plus 330. That's the Atlanta Braves. That's the Los Angeles Dodgers. They look like they're on a collision course here in the NL. Now, granted, we've seen some teams. And by the way here, hold on. Hold on here. All right. We got four runs now for those Pittsburgh Pirates, which cashes a ticket here for us today on that game. So at least we got one in the door. Now all eyes turn to that game between Toronto and Cleveland. So team total in the door, over 3.5 for the Pittsburgh Pirates. Thought it made some sense to play, and they cashed that one in. No bad beats needed. All right, now let's get back to the World Series odds here. There are one, let's just say, 6, 7, 8 teams on the FanDuel Sportsbook less than 20-1 to win the World Series, okay? If we take a look at those teams, the Atlanta Braves, as I said, plus 310, and the Dodgers are plus 330. The reason I wanted to bring up the Dodgers is, so many times we look at the trade deadline and say to ourselves, who did you actually get, who's going to improve your team, and how's it going to look down the stretch? But sometimes, some of the best additions are your own players that are coming back from injury. Walker Buehler was one of the better young pitchers in baseball. So if you're saying to yourself, okay, Tommy John last year, probably going to miss the entire season this year. But you know what we saw yesterday? Throwing against live competition, live batters. It was Walker Buehler. Now you have, coming off the IL today, you hope he's healthy for the rest of the way. That's Clayton Kershaw. That could be massive. Both myself and Joe Ranieri talked about it on the morning show. It wasn't as if you need Walker Buehler for the Dodgers to come in and be unbelievably stellar. You don't need him to come in the playoffs for 9 innings every game, right? Let's be real. If you get anything out of Walker Buehler, which means spot start here, couple innings there, maybe he comes in as almost like an opener situation, there's a lot of that stuff. There really is. So that price point on the Dodgers, it's electric. The Braves and the Dodgers, now granted, I have a ticket on the Padres, and I root for the Philadelphia Phillies. That's my hometown team. But if we get an NLCS that has the Braves and the Dodgers in, are we complaining there? Absolutely not. And if you get a healthy Walker Buehler down the stretch for the Los Angeles Dodgers, that could be equally incredible as well. Let's flip it over to the NFL tonight. Doubleheader in action. Houston, New England, Minnesota, Seattle. And also keep in mind here, and it looks like we just got a home run hit for the Houston Astros off Dean Kramer. That's Jose Altuve. So that game now sits at 3-2 in the top of the seventh inning. And another lead for those Baltimore Orioles. Hold on tight, man. Been known to blow some of those against the Astros. We'll see how that one factors out. We got a nice card this weekend. And the NFL does a good job here of spreading it out. You have games tonight on Thursday. That's Houston and New England, Minnesota and Seattle. Friday night football, Giants, Lions, Steelers, Bucks, Packers, Bengals, Falcons, Dolphins, Commanders, Browns. Love that game, by the way. The Broncos and the Arizona Cardinals. But then you have a full Sunday slate as well. A lot of games played in the afternoon. Like, take a look at Sunday. 2 1 o'clock games, a 4 o'clock game, a 5 o'clock game, a 7 o'clock game, and a 9 o'clock game. Excuse me, Saturday. I apologize, Saturday. So a full card there. But then Sunday also, a 1 o'clock game and a 4 o'clock game. That's pretty good. I like to see that. Following week, then they take off till Thursday. The only Thursday night game I'm listing here is right now is Cleveland and Philadelphia, which will be in Philadelphia. But I like the fact that it's spread out, and I seem to find myself, I don't know if anybody's like this, but I find myself more engaged here in the preseason, betting-wise, than normal. And as I talked about it in hour number one, I'm telling you, I love that game Friday night. Washington and Cleveland. Quarterbacks are going to be out there. We're not asking for the entire playbook to be wide open and tested for the Commanders with a new offense coming into town here with Eric Bieniemy. We're not asking that. But I do think we get a good showing in that game. Deshaun Watson's going to start. That's preseason game one. And granted, if Deshaun Watson starts, how long is he going to be in there? Not long. But let me tell you something. They're not putting Deshaun Watson in there to hand off three times. Like, hey, man, we need to get you some action in the preseason. And if Deshaun Watson looks really good on the first drive and they put up any sort of points, he's not coming back in. But let me tell you this. If Deshaun Watson opens up 0 for 2 on the first series, he's probably coming back for another series to at least get some of those good vibes going where they're moving the football at that time, right? That's at least what we think. So that's one to keep an eye on. Got it at 38. And again, still a small amount on that game. Once we get to the regular season, you know exactly who's playing and what the stakes are. Yeah, those numbers are going to change. But I felt like the need that I had to get in on that Washington-Cleveland game. Does anybody out there have a game that they're really excited about this weekend on the preseason slate? Hit me up, 844-843-6879. Also, on Twitter, hashtag SGMoneyline. Any game you have your eye on this weekend, maybe a storyline that you're looking at, maybe a wager that you've already placed, or a team that you're looking to fade early on. Preseason betting is really tough because we don't have a crystal ball. You can see these coaches saying, like, I don't know who's playing. And they honestly really don't. The worst thing that can happen in a preseason game is you losing a starter. They all know that. But it is nice to actually have a preseason game where your team looks competent and can give you a little bit more of a boost heading into preseason game number two and away you go into the regular season. But also, Saturday night, as I talked about, the Philadelphia Eagles and the Baltimore Ravens. There's a huge win streak on the line. And as I joked about it, you know Baltimore knows they haven't lost a game since 2015 in the preseason. In the grand scheme of things, is it a big deal? No, it's not. But that's something you can actually take pride in. But if we look here at the Eagles themselves, who probably aren't going to play very many starters here, I mean, you know, it just is what it is. It is a six-point line. That's the highest spread of the week. The next one, I guess, that's comparable, I see, is Denver minus 5.5 against Arizona, which tells you everything you need to know about Arizona. And by the way, Arizona week one takes on the Washington Commanders, who I'm not all that high on. There's a really good chance they get Hulk smashed in week one as a six-point dog against Washington. But we see crazy things happen, to be honest, in week one of the regular season. I can't wait for that, too. My goodness. Like, it's getting closer and closer and closer as we're now basically a month away from the start of the NFL season. And I will be tuning in to see what the deal is on a couple of these games. But just to have those asterisks and highlights next to games, yeah, it's Washington-Cleveland on Friday night, 7:30 Eastern. And then it's Philadelphia and Baltimore 7 p.m. on Saturday evening. That's what I'm looking for. Can we be profitable in the preseason? How's that going to look? We'll get a golf update coming up here next. Certainly take a look at that Major League Baseball card once again, see if you can find some winners. And also, how expensive is the Bills Stadium? My goodness. I'll be right back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Mountcastle goes yard there in Baltimore. 5-2 lead now for the Orioles over the Astros in the bottom of the seventh inning, and a man on base as they're looking to do damage and not blow a late lead here like they've been doing to the Houston Astros. And by the way, the Pittsburgh Pirates, who we had a team total play today, over 3.5, they now have 5 runs and have the lead over the Atlanta Braves, 5-4. Looks like we do have relievers in the game now for the Toronto Blue Jays as Manoah is out. I'm waiting on runs. I need a couple RBI props in that game, people. I need a couple RBI props. That's what we're rooting on. By the way, in the FedEx St. Jude Championship, $20 million purse. Last year, Will Zalatoris won this event. Adam Svensson from Canada is in the lead through 11 holes at -5 under par. I, as I said, did take John Rahm to be the top continental European golfer. He's at -1. Looks like Stefan Jaeger is now 2 under, tied for 17th here. So a lot of these guys look like they are playing well. And also, Jordan Spieth, American, 3-under through 10. A lot of superstar golfers in this tournament. Colin Morikawa, 2-under. Rory McIlroy, 2-under as well. Looks like Svensson and Cole at the top of the leaderboard, -5 under par and -4 under par. Long way to go and a lot of money to try to win there. By the way, I was telling you guys before the break, you know, it's not very often we talk about stadiums or stadiums getting built, but we try to put it in like everyday terms, right? Let's just say you agree to purchase a new construction home. And it's not the 1980s anyway. Like, hey, 125 grand. Like, no, let's just go $500,000. Just say you talked with the builder. You're in a nice little development here. You pick the model that you like, pool in the backyard, you know, nice driveway, a couple upgraded amenities. Let's just say you're up to $500,000. Sign that contract right down. And the builder goes, okay, right now it's 500 bucks, but any overruns, you're going to pay the difference. I say, yeah, okay, what could that be? If I want to upgrade maybe to a different coat of paint, wanted that, you know, sunken bathtub, throwing a jacuzzi whirlpool in there, that might be a little bit of an upgrade. Okay, understandable. Maybe you wanted some different light fixtures in the house. Okay. The Buffalo Bills set out a budget here with the state that was $1.4 billion. That's what they thought the stadium cost will be. So the state itself, New York State, they chipped in their money and said, okay, here's the money we're giving you, but we're not sharing in any cost overruns. That's going to be on you, Mr. and Mrs. Pegula. You're going to pay that. So as I say to myself now, okay, makes some sense. You probably have a little bit of cost overruns. Did you know, like, they just broke ground on the stadium? They're over $300 million higher than their initial investment. Think about that. I understand it's an NFL team. I understand the ownership group does have a lot of money, which just about every ownership group does. But we're not talking about, hey, the cost overruns, okay. We wanted upgraded seating, you know, backs, or say, for anybody sitting between the 20-yard lines, right? 20, 30, 40, 50, 40, 30, 20. And that's going to cost an extra couple $1 million. Okay. Hey, by the way, we're taking a look at a different type of scoreboard here. We want to make an upgrade to that. All right, that'll be about $30 million. No problem. We'll go with the higher quality 4K screens. No big deal. And by the way, we didn't factor in that we wanted, you know, TV screens all around the outside concourses. That'll be an extra $3 million. Cool, no problem. $300 million in overruns? If I hired, let's just say, whatever company is doing it for the stadium, they missed on my budget that much already? I got to be honest, I'm losing my mind. I'm losing my mind. Really. That can't happen. $15 million, $20 million, $30 million, okay. The price of the brick's going up, I didn't anticipate, so be it. $300 million? Like, how much more are they going to have to pay over? And I guess if you're the state, it wasn't like, hey, we'll share in the cost overruns. My goodness, that is a massive chunk of change. All right, got some updated scoring updates here. Still 5-4 Pittsburgh Pirates over the Braves. Runner on first base, by the way, bottom of the seventh inning, as the Pirates hope to threaten again. The Baltimore Orioles, we just talked about, a 5-2 lead here over the Houston Astros. The Tigers have a run on the board, but how about this? The Cleveland Guardians are now 4-1. I don't have anything in my back pocket here yet in that game. Come on. If the Guardians have four runs scored, and I don't have any RBI to show for it. Now, let me see what my guys have been doing in that game, because I'm about to get real disappointed right now as Cole Calhoun is cashing in here and getting some stuff done. Stop it. Stats for Cleveland. Jimenez, 0-2, thanks, with a walk. Jose Ramirez, 0-2, thanks, with a walk, which was an intentional walk, which really drives me wild. So that last inning, we had a double by Tenna. Oh, my. Take the deep breath. Take the deep breath, people. Ready? Take the deep breath here. That last inning in the bottom of the fifth. You ready for this? This is almost getting to the point where I think I might have to just start taking bad baseball players, because apparently that's the better way to go sometimes. Tenna doubles to start the inning off here for the Guardians. Rocchio doubles him in, which means he's on second base. Andre Jimenez, who's one of my guys that I need to score an RBI with, he flies out but gets Rocchio to third base. Jose Ramirez intentionally walked. Enough! Like, all you wait for is to get a guy on third base or a runner in scoring position with your guy at the plate, and you'll live with the consequences. But not those consequences. Come on, man. Oh, it's infuriating at chance sometimes. Like, you would, like if I had Jose Ramirez at the plate and he struck out or popped out to the shortstop, you'd live with that and be upset. But the fact of the matter of the past couple days here, just getting after it where your guys aren't even getting chances to swing at the plate. Maddening at that, man. It just is. What's my guy Bo Naylor doing at this point here? Let's see. He's had one at bat and he also has a walk. So everybody's walking today. Fantastic. Now wake up at the plate. Vladdy's up right now against Noah Syndergaard. Make contact, man. Make some contact out here for the people. Whit Merrifield does have a base hit. Brandon Belt's not doing anything. Vladdy actually has a double, which does get me upset too, because Vladdy has a double in this game. Now, we did cash one ticket, but we're headed for failure today. Unless we get some pops in this Blue Jays-Guardians game. And it doesn't look like it's coming our way right now. But we'll root for the best at that point here. Still some innings left to go. And by the way, the Pirates have now taken a 6-4 lead over the Atlanta Braves. The Pirates in the bottom of the seventh inning with a runner on third and nobody out. And a favorite here, live, -1250. How about that one? Whew! But we talked about a lot in this hour, too, including Phil Mickelson betting $1 billion and trying to bet on himself in the Ryder Cup back in 2012. But it sort of falls on deaf ears now. Like, we sort of expected that out of Phil, right? Now, let's talk ACC expansion, which we were talking about yesterday, too. Now, apparently, we're looking at SMU. Enough! Enough out here in these streets, man. ACC, just stop. Like, I understand the craziness of the Big Ten going out after USC and UCLA and the Big 12 picking up some Pac-12 North teams. Okay. But come on now. Cal, Stanford. And by the way, sources say Cal Stanford, the ACC, hit some roadblocks. Good. Hope it popped their tires on that, because it doesn't make any sense. Other than just gaining a West Coast market share, what the heck is Cal and Stanford doing in that conference here? Doesn't make any sense whatsoever. But for SMU to join the ACC, just stop. Stay in your lane. But it looks like they do have some big money boosters, man. The boosters are basically getting... Where's this meeting take place at? Is it Ruth Chris? Where is it? Like, where do they get together? Like, the Rotary Club? Once a month on a Tuesday? For dinner? A nice buffet? Hey, guys, what do you want to do here? Well, look, this might be our last chance to get into a Power 5 conference. And if we do get taken in by the ACC, they're going to short us over the first 5 or 6 years. So what do they do? Pretty impressive, by the way. I said, we'll come up with $200 million between the boosters to offset the losses of going to the ACC. That's when the boosters got your back, man. The boosters have always had SMU's back, for good and bad. 1980s, they're saying, like, yo, forget about A&M. Forget about Texas. Forget about Texas Christian. We want to be on the map here. All of a sudden, we're signing guys like Eric Dickerson out of high school. Buying them Trans Ams. Sending everybody a couple dollars each and every month, every week, to the families. You need a job? Come down. Family need a house? We'll buy it. Just get the kid in school here and play some football. Everything else is going to be okay. SMU to the ACC, it just doesn't ring correct. Like, I understand. You say, well, Donnie, you know it doesn't ring correct. USC and UCLA headed to the Big 12. No, it doesn't. But we've sort of gotten used to the notion at that point right now that that's going to happen. Now, by the way, keeping in the football field here, Kareem Hunt goes on a visit to the New Orleans Saints, who will be without star running back Alvin Kamara for the first 3 games of the season. He has been suspended for a melee that broke out in Las Vegas. So the NFL goes, okay, you're going to get 3 games. Hunt goes to Indianapolis, Hunt goes to New Orleans, and the news comes out about that and goes, hey, you know what? Looks like it's going to be a good fit here. Nothing done yet, but probably by the end of the day, signed, sealed, and delivered. Gets a phone call from the Indianapolis Colts. Hey, by the way, Jonathan Taylor ain't too happy with us right now. We might have an opportunity for you. And by the way, how much is New Orleans offering you? Okay. We want to offer you a little bit more at this point. So no longer any
value
for the Saints to pick up a running back. Seems like he's probably going to go to the Colts. Kareem Hunt goes to the Colts, talks to the Colts. Did they take back the offer sheet that they had? He leaves without a deal. They go out and sign a backup running back. Now, Kareem Hunt's still out on the market with no deal. I would love to see, to be honest, what are these running backs actually getting offered at this point? Like Jonathan Taylor in Indianapolis, if there was one running back that you would say that you would want to pay, wouldn't it be Jonathan Taylor, the Indianapolis Colts? But also, there is a price point. If Jonathan Taylor's going like, look, I want to be the highest paid running back in the history of the league. Oh, of course, there's going to be pushback now. Don't care how good you are. We're not resetting the market when that quarterback, or excuse me, running back market is so depressed. But if he's going in there going with something reasonable, like, hey, I just saw what Saquon Barkley got for a year and some of these other deals like Miles Sanders, can we at least do that? It'd be crazy to not offer him those type of contracts. But I don't know what it is. Like, what is Kareem Hunt asking for? How could Kareem Hunt go down to New Orleans where they need a running back and be like, hey, you know what? Not good enough. Did they think they would just get him and say, hey, look, we're going to give you no guarantees, and maybe even after the 3rd week we might cut you, and no guarantee after that. Stop it. Like, I don't even know. 1 year, $1 million? Like, what are they offering Kareem Hunt? Who, by the way, is a solid running back, starter or backup here. It just shows you how wild that depressed market is at this point. Nothing is working out. Nothing at this point. Maybe that changes. Maybe it doesn't. But the one thing we do know, we got football in our lives tonight. Doubleheader out there. Starts in New England. Maybe we get a little rainy conditions. Are we looking at totals? Are overs the new thing? Because overs right now, 1-0 in preseason action. As the Hall of Fame game last week, cash that ticket in. Are we looking at more overs this week? And I'll tell you one spot. Cleveland, Washington, that's going over. They'll be in the 40s. You mark that down. One more segment to go. Don't go anywhere. It's Moneyline in the afternoon.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Although we've come to the end of the road on Thursday. You know what the best part about that is? I'll be back on Friday. You know what? I believe also, by the way, we got solo missions lined up next week on Monday and Tuesday as well. Never ends. I'm getting the pipes ready for football season here. all these solo trips down the alley. Been fun, though. The only thing that's not fun today is, come on, man, I need an RBI to cash in. I got one ticket in the door, but I need at least two more here to help a brother out. Now, base is loaded here, not really helping me out. Noah Syndergaard's still in the game. 4-1 Guardians lead over the Toronto Blue Jays. The Detroit Tigers 1-0 here over the Twins. That game in the bottom of the seventh. Top of the eighth inning here. 5-2, Baltimore Orioles over the Houston Astros. Looks like they do have two on and two out. Maybe a bullpen change here coming. And the Pittsburgh Pirates in the top of the eighth inning hold a 7-4 lead over the Atlanta Braves. I have a lot of action out right now. Nothing yet shored up on the card for tonight. Yesterday, we did cash some tickets. Whether it be a slight profit, it was still profitable last night. If you do follow me at RightsideVP, if I do have anything, which I probably will for tonight, to cash in on, I'll put that out on Twitter, no doubt about it. JP, let the people know where you're going tonight with your action here.
Let's go with the Patriots on the money line tonight, Donnie.
Oh, Patriots on the money line tonight. We'll see if it gets any rain, but I do think we get a competent look. And by the way, I'm not interested at all in game number two tonight in the NFL. That is the Minnesota Vikings and the Seattle Seahawks. You know me, I'll be fast asleep at that point. But I do want to take a look here. I do want to see what happens tonight in that game in New England. I think I want to get a good look here at Stroud. I want to see if Mac Jones actually plays. Is it Bailey Zappe night up there in New England? And do we have a quarterback controversy as we enter into the final weeks of the season for New England? And by the way, people, week zero is creeping up in college football. What are we, basically 2 weeks away from kickoff there? Navy and Notre Dame? Now, I'm not a big fan of week zero, but at least football will appear on the screen, and that's what we love. Let's get some help from the gambling gods. You going to help us?
Absolutely. Expect the RBIs to come in.
That's what we want to hear, gambling gods. Let's hope for the best here, but I'll be back on a Friday afternoon once again. JP behind the wheels of steel. Donnie Wright's out on a solo mission. Moneyline for a Thursday. Stay tuned. Coast to Coast next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Most people don't know how many financial accounts they have or their net worth. And when you're not paying attention, you're leaving money on the table. The solution is Monarch, an all-in-one personal finance tool that brings your entire financial life together in one clean interface on your laptop or phone. In just minutes, link all your accounts for a complete picture of your financial health. You'll never need a spreadsheet again. Get 50% off your first year, that's just $50 total, at monarch.com with code BUDGET. That's monarch.com, promo code BUDGET.